Good morning. I'm Ari Snyder, Raven Radio reporter. I'm joined over the phone by Nancy Douglas with the Sitka School District, Lucretia Brady with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and Will Cronick with Central Council of Tlingit and Haida. Thank you all so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Good afternoon.
So what I'd like to get into today is the culture classes that you all are organizing. Nancy, I hear you're kind of leading that effort. Could you give me an overview of what's going on?
Mr. Will contacted Ms. Lucretia and I and wanted to know how we were going to continue offering cultural programming to our kids in Sitka. So we collaborated and had a couple meetings and came up with the plan to do the virtual culture class via Zoom. Our big idea was to go live every Tuesday and Thursday, and we outlined a plan on how we were going to do that. And then we found out about Zoom bombing, which brought up a lot of concerns regarding safety for our kids and our families. So we've now adjusted to doing pre-recorded culture classes that we're sending out to kids every Tuesday and Thursday.
So Nancy, what is your involvement with these classes?
We've been meeting regularly on Tuesdays and Thursday, actually every day from 3 to 4. And we came out with an outline, what's important that we normally do in our cultural programming. And the key thing to that is Tlingit language, sharing legends or stories, having art and creating art opportunities for our kids. So we started really taking a deeper look at what we do normally in our culture classes and came up with a plan on how to offer a culture class for 45 minutes to an hour virtually. So we have a great plan, and I'm sure Mr. Will can share the plan with everybody.
Yeah, Will, do you want to get into that plan a little bit?
Sure. So I guess sort of taking it a little bit further back, before we were able to work from home, our director, Francine Eddie Jones, told us to how can we provide the services that we always provide while we're home? You know, how can we create this new reality? And so, you know, we sort of created these plans, and part of that was trying to figure out, okay, how can we do a culture class? And so I had conversations with Lucretia and Nancy, and so we came up with the scope and sequence. And so each episode, so to speak, so each Tuesday and Thursday, sort of the foundation of each class is a story or a legend. And so it's either based around sort of a traditional oral story that George Holly is going to be sharing with each class, or a book that someone will be reading. And so around that, we sort of built the theme of strength, of Tlaltzin, because, you know, we were sort of looking at, people have looked to the culture for a long time to find strength in hard times. And this is, a pretty hard time. And so we were trying to look for stories and for themes that kids can find strategies of how they can get through this. And so each week it's a story, and then we're building off of that an art project and also a traditional games activity and a language project for the kids to work on so that they can be learning while they're home and also practicing strategies that'll keep them healthy during this time that's really stressful.
So Lucretia, you said you were involved in the language aspect. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, yeah. I've been lucky enough to work on the movement and language section. So, and it's kind of flexible and evolving, but so far what it's started out with is an introduction to the Tlingit language. So we introduced a couple sounds that folks might not be familiar with if they're English speakers, as well as talked about the vowels and the vowel lengths and the high tones. And then we went into just a quick song for our first one, and we'll be doing a little bit more review for our next one. And then we'll be moving into, I believe, a herring theme, and we've got a fun little herring song and some language that we have around that I'm really excited about.
Gotcha. So how many classes have you done so far?
We've pre-recorded one so far, and we're recording another one today.
Have you released that first course yet?
I believe it has been posted on a couple of safe venues, and then from there we're going to be emailing directly to families.
Nancy, this question is for you. Do you see this class as a new thing, or is it like a continuation of the work you're doing normally in person?
It's a combination of both. It's new for all of us doing these online classes, and using so much technology is new for all of us. But it's an exciting adventure to take what we normally do and share it in a different way.
What's your hope for this online class in terms of how long it lasts, in terms of how many people it reaches?
Our hope, like always, is to enrich our children's lives with our in and through our culture. And we are sharing it with, in Sitka, we probably have 100 kids that participate in our cultural programming. So our goal is to reach all of them, and also sharing it with our teachers in our school district so it can also filter out to reach other kids. And we just hope to help kids, strengthen them during this challenging time of having to navigate technology to not only learn and to share our culture with them at least twice a week through May. Our goal is to continue through May, or whenever we hear that, until we can see each other again.
So have you heard of any other groups around Southeast Alaska that are interested in doing a sort of online class like this?
When Mr. Will initially sent out the information about us doing this last week, people have reached out throughout the different communities in Southeast interested in wanting to see what we're doing and wanting us to share with them. But we haven't heard of anybody else providing this opportunity in Southeast.
So you said you were pausing the Zoom classes due to some safety concerns there. Do you plan to do more live classes again at some point?
I think on a smaller scale. We've talked a little bit about doing more directed live classes where we can just send the link directly to a certain group of students and build off of what they've learned before the stay-at-home notice. But in terms of the bigger, like, Southeast scale, we've been a little bit more hesitant about just sharing public links like that. As Ms. Nancy said, for the safety of our students, we're just trying to take it on the safe side.
So if someone were interested right now in signing up for the classes, is that something people are able to do?
Yes, that's something people are welcome to do. And the contact for that is Mr. Will. If they send a request to Mr. Will, we're more than happy to share our first episode with folks.
So Will, that's just to your email address?
Yes. And they can just be added to the list and we'll email out the episode. And again, the letter will come with it, but we ask that people don't share it on social media. The publishing companies of the books have been really generous, Harbor Publishing and Sea Alaska Heritage, about us using their books, but did ask that we don't share it publicly.
And that email address, if you do want to get involved or have questions, is wkronick@ccthita-nsn.gov. That was Nancy Douglas, Lucretia Brady, and Will Cronick. Thank you all so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.